Welcome to Chapter by Chapter, a feature intended to inspire you to read a chapter of your Bible every day. Here's Sandy Adams, pastor of Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain, with a synopsis of today's chapter.
Some assume that being filled with the Spirit lifts us above the possibility of temptation. Not so. In Luke chapter 4, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. God uses temptation as part of the maturing process. Forget about escaping it. Learn to overcome it. Jesus won the battle by applying God's word. Jesus had begun his ministry and had quickly become a source of public speculation. Was he a rabbi, a magician, a prophet, or could he be the Messiah? That Sabbath day in Nazareth, the synagogue was packed. They knew Jesus was in town and it was his custom to come. Perhaps he would address the assembly and once and for all clarify his intentions. It's important that we understand the intentions of Jesus. How can we give our lives to someone if we're not sure of his motives? You could hear a pin drop as Jesus closed the scroll from Isaiah. He was the Messiah and claimed Messiah's ministry as his own. Jesus' intentions are the same today as they were that day in Nazareth. He's still into meeting needs, healing broken hearts, breaking oppressive habits, opening blind eyes. Give your life to Jesus. You won't be disappointed. The crowd in Nazareth refused to believe and tried to cast him off the cliff. Their problem was their pride. Are you too proud to admit you need his help? Humble yourself and show Jesus where it hurts.
Our desire is to see you reading God's Word. Each day at this time, Sandy will summarize a succeeding chapter in the Bible. If you would like a tape containing Pastor Sandy's complete study of today's chapter, call us at Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain. The number is 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BYCHAP, or on the web at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com.